Easy Sports Talk Show with Ed Smith and Javon Adams. I am Javon Adams. You can call me Jay or Jay Love. Next to me on the other side is a man who not only played professional baseball, but also played in the National Football League for that first Super Bowl bound team for the Atlanta Falcons. He is an author. He is a motivational speaker. Talking about my man, Ed Smith. What is good, my brother?
Well, you know, we've got from one piece of exciting March Madness to the playing game for the NBA. So, you know,
you are such a hater. You are such a hater. Yo, so we do this Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So make sure you tell a friend about what we have going on. A couple things that I want to talk to you about. This, it's a little bit more collegial, but it might go somewhere else. We'll see where it goes. But let's say, first of all, let's start with the men's and the women's in terms of college basketball. So we know that South Carolina, they won on the women's side, and UConn won on the men's side. Now, there's the thing, you know, you and I both like Bomani Jones, and there's that thing that he always talks about, the two Americas, right? Now, I'm out and about. I'm running. I'm coming into the – I come back into the house, so the South Carolina game is almost over, right? It's almost over. My mother-in-law, who does not care anything about college basketball – either men's or women's, the women's game is on, championship game, and she is rooting for Dawn Staley so hard in South Carolina. She is so anti Caitlin Clark. It is crazy, and so there is that two America thing that goes on. And I was it was so apropos when I saw some tweets later on in the day. But did you watch either one of those games?
I actually watched. You talking about the women's game?
Both the women's championship games for either one.
I watched both, and okay. I honestly did watch the women's game for the first time to see a particular side win. I wanted to see South Carolina win. I really did. I was a little over the hype train for Caitlin Clark for a whole bunch of reasons, and it was, you know, and it was almost like she was coronated. And we're here to watch her greatness. It's like, what about all these other women out there who've been doing it just as long and, you know, in different capacities, coaching, playing, you know? And it was almost like they were ignored. They were just part of the show. They were the side pieces. They were the side meals. You know, a lot of mashed potatoes and gravy and corn. And Caitlin was the all the protein. And I'm like, wait a minute. And so it was actually, like I said, for me, it was overhyped. And, you know, I was glad to see – I wanted to see a good game, but I did want to see South Carolina do their thing and kind of put an end to, you know, the fact that everybody – for all that thinks, you know, that girl walks on water, she doesn't. And, you know, it was actually – I was rooting for South Carolina. So.
Yeah, and it makes sense because of the way that you mentioned that they built her up so much. But I'll be honest, I'll pay attention to some of the things that are going on in women's college basketball. But really, I was aware of the fact that South Carolina was undefeated the entire season. And that really seemed to be not even the second story. It seemed to be the third or fourth story.
Sure, yeah.
Because, and it was cool to see because, it, yeah, so I'm real with that. So along those lines, when it comes to Caitlin, now, so here's the thing. I'm sure you've heard these questions being asked, so I wanted to get your thoughts on it. Will Caitlin Clark, will the hype around her make you watch any WNBA games this season? Any. Not saying will that make you a WNBA fan. Will it make you watch?
I will probably like the first couple games just to see how she matches up. Okay. I'm interested to see because, you know, she's going to have a target on her back, and some of those women there, you know, even Diana Taurasi had something to say about the fact that, you know, she's playing against these 18-year-olds and abusing them, but you get ready to come to the league with a whole bunch of women waiting on you, and, you know, we'll see. So for me, I'm not going to become a WNBA fan, but I'll be curious just to see. And then what I might do from there is periodically, you know, when I'm watching the Sports Center highlights, just keep an ear out for, you know, how it's going. But as far as like becoming an WNBA fan where I'm going to watch it, it will take a whole lot more than that to draw me in. Hey, here's the thing, Jay, you know, I don't watch NBA basketball. Yeah. So how's that going to pull me in? You know, so like I said, just, you know, in all fairness, I think the WNBA season, I said it will get a lot of attention moving forward, but we'll see how many fans it pulls in. It will bring some because of some that are fans of Caitlin Clark, you know, but the question will be, if she goes in and becomes an average player, are they going to stick around? If she goes in and doesn't become the star of the league, are they going to hang around? The only way I think a lot of parents will come and hang around is if she becomes the face of the league. Yeah. And, you know, because they don't want to see their product diminished. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how she starts off with the target on her back and, you know, what it eventually becomes.
You know, it's interesting because so I'll switch it this way. So I'll add and I'll give you a little anecdote as well from me. But will that make you tune into some WNBA playoff games?
If I'm not watching the regular season, and all due respect, like I said, I'm just not a WNBA fan. You know, I wasn't a college women's college basketball fan, and you know, I follow my Tar Heels, and not like I watch all through the season, but I do watch men's basketball, college basketball. For whatever reason, I just haven't been a women's, and it, you know, I'm not. I just never got into it. So it would have taken a lot more, or I don't know if there is anything that could pull me in full time. Yeah. And you know, but I will say it got my attention for a minute. And, yeah, you know, for if I don't think I'm their target audience. So hopefully they've gained some traction and we'll see where it goes from there. You know, one of the questions, Jay, is, you know, like, has this changed the game because, you know, like they outdrew the men? Well, unless there's twins or Caitlin Clark and some of these other girls have twins, you know, who are going to be coming back to play next year. Yeah. I don't, you know, or for the fans who are following Caitlin Clark, are you coming back to watch Iowa next year without her? I doubt it. Are you coming back to watch in general without her? I think a lot of people will put up, you know, the flags, but I don't know if they're going to be flying them, you know, 365 days from now. So we'll see.
Good question. I mean, good point. Here's the example that I give. Years and years ago, I was home just before getting ready to go back to San Jose. I was going to be home for a couple of weeks, and a friend of mine, he was hanging out with this guy, and we would go over to their house, to the house that he was house sitting, essentially, pretty much every day that I was back in town. And it was right around the time of the NHL playoffs, the hockey playoffs. And I didn't care anything about hockey, but we were there drinking beer, whatever, just kicking it. So I started to become interested in playoff hockey. Never watched hockey again after that. And I was learning a little bit of the rules, and I was understanding, okay, because it was so intense. Playoff hockey, very intense. It's what they say when they say it is a tough journey to be able to hold up that Stanley Cup. Yes. And I was enthralled. I was into it. Never really. I lived in San Jose. I had the San Jose Sharks that were there. I could have gone to games and do all that stuff. And I don't dislike hockey. I've been to a couple of games out here in Phoenix, but it's just not my thing. I don't dislike it. I might pay attention for a few minutes here and there when the Stanley Cup playoffs are on, or when they're in the finals, maybe for a minute or two, but I'm still on the extreme periphery of that. So for that reason, I probably won't watch any, it probably won't draw me in, the Caitlin Clark thing, but maybe I'll watch a little bit when it comes to the playoffs, maybe a little bit, but I don't think you can count me as one of those people that's going to be converted as a fan. And that's just because, heck, I'm not as much, even though I get on you for not being this NBA regular season guy. My habits have changed to a point where I watch some NBA, but I'm running, or I'm trying to jump on the mic, or I'm doing other things, just trying to relax. And so my habits have changed, and I guess I don't have that space in my sports life to maybe add another sport at this point in time.
I think the hockey analogy is an outstanding one because, yes, we've had people that we've worked with who've tried to pull us in. And the closer you get to it, it's like, oh, you know, I'll check it out. But as soon as those people go away or went away, we went back to our same old habits. I couldn't tell you the last time I even checked the hockey game. I think their playoffs get ready to start now. And it was the same thing, you know. So everybody has their, like you said, their watching and viewing habits, and it's hard to create. It's like, after all these years of training, it is hard to like get into somebody's habits.
Change that. Yeah, that's true.
Change their habits. That's real true. And you know, it would take something, you know, just, I don't know. I don't know what it would be that would make us want to, you know, drift to the women's game. But like I said, it just didn't do it for me. And we'll see how it goes moving forward. We'll see what it stuck to. Because you know,
I'll say this though. It can happen. And so what annoys me is when men get on the mic and they say, not only, yeah, share your opinion, you may not be in it, but they say they'll never catch up with the men. Here's the thing that can happen, because again, and you've heard this example, and it's a true story. There was a time when I started to be, I was 5 or 6 years old, the NBA finals were on time delay, were on tape delay. And so you could, so think about that. And so because of Magic and Bird and that really like the black and white narrative, two opposite coasts. I mean, that just came around at a perfect time. And so that it's hard to be able to catch lightning in a bottle like that, but you can see growth over time. What I think is unrealistic is when men are trying to say, no, you can't, you will never be that big. There was a time when PlayStation was behind Nintendo. And slowly over time, PlayStation just chipped away at it. Sony PlayStation chipped away, and then they became the lead. And Nintendo was in the rearview mirror. So those things can happen. It just doesn't happen overnight.
There was a time when baseball was our national pastime.
True. Indeed.
On the flip side, you know, people can, or leagues can lose viewership. So you know, there was a time when baseball, when opening day was the biggest event of the year.
Yeah.
For, you know, MLB, and then people tracked 162 games on the season. That demographic is slowly dwindling away, and, you know, who's a baseball fan now? I'll say that, so.
Yeah. He is Ed Smith. I'm Javon Adams. This is the Easy Sports Talk Show with Ed Smith and Javon Adams. All right. So sticking with college, John Calipari decides to bounce from Kentucky because they were tired of each other. Both sides just not feeling each other no more. He goes to Arkansas. And the question that I want to ask here is that with, and I heard this, I heard this theory that some of these coaches are bouncing early because they know they're about to get fired. So they bounce into the next job. That's why Arkansas coach bounces to USC because USC job had opened up because Enfield was offered a job at SMU. And so all the dominoes that fall in that different type of way with the NIL, with the one and dones and all these things. And I know we maybe talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but coaching seems to be really hard and challenging, especially when you're dealing with the changing landscape of how players are much more empowered. And also, depending on the university that you're coaching for, the unrealistic expectations. I know you are a North Carolina man, so you have the right expectation to expect championships or Final Fours. Kentucky, I mean, goodness gracious, their expectations seem to be way out of whack. But it just seems that coaching landscape, it seems to be getting harder and harder, whether you're try to make that jump if you're in the college ranks to go to the professional ranks, even though you'll be a nomad on some regards, but at least you'll be getting paid a lot more money to be an assistant as opposed to catching these bullets as a head coach on the college level.
Well, these coaches have become mercenaries too. For any one coach that'll like give you the fake story of they're there for the kids and, you know, it's all about them getting the education and, you know, I'm here to help little Johnny become the best man he can be. No, I mean, we saw from Calipari, especially Calipari was there to make as much money for these players as he could. So he could brag about that. But what he forgot at the meantime, he also had the boosters and the university to uphold a part of the, plan to, and he never did that. And now, like the fingers being pointed at him, because he used to brag. He still does. He brags about every draft day. He's sitting there at the front table, and he's got 5 or 6 guys in the draft. Yeah. And that to him, that was his badge of honor. And then slowly over the last couple of years, especially, you've got one title in 15 years, so that started to wear a little bit. And then when you start bouncing out in the first round against Oakland's and teams of those kind of, you know, stature, it's like all of a sudden that's when here's the thing, Jay, if for the last 4 or 5 years he was getting to Final Fours, even Elite Eights, but then just not closing the deal, he would still be John Calipari leading the way. But what happened, like I said, all of a sudden you're losing to Oakland and bowing out in the first round for a second year in a row. And when was your last Final Four appearance? And when was your last title appearance? And how many do you have? What happened is somebody like him, he doesn't like to be pointed at in that kind of negativity. You know, for him, it was always, look at my players and look who I've gotten to the draft. And, yeah, I do have my one title. We're going to get another one. All of a sudden, it looked like getting a title, even just getting the Final Fours and Elite Eights starts becoming a challenge. So he had to bounce. That was for him. He had to bounce. The rest of these coaches, I mean, don't get fooled by it. None of them are in the game for the enlightenment of student athletes these days. It's all about how much money they can make. And as you mentioned, if they see the axe getting ready to come, why wait for the axe to come? Why not jump? Because what's going to happen? I go to XYZ school, I've got another 3 or 4 years before they start realizing that I'm not the dude. And then I start looking for my job. You know, 3 years in, I find the next one, or I do get fired. Another coach gets fired, I'll go take his job. We'll just keep rotating around, yeah. And everybody's happy, right? You know, I mean, that's pretty much what it is. So, it's wild. It's a wild west on the coach's side. It's a wild west on the player's side. College sports in general has never been this messed up ever, because for a long time it was just the coaches, you know, fading the funk on the nasty dunk. They were, running their mouth and, you know, and all. Now the players are doing the same thing. Bruh, we just had Trimble, one of our young guards, who did a pretty good job. He just jumped in the portal. So it's like, wait a minute. What are you looking for? I thought the goal was to get to a university like in North Carolina, play a role, then take a bigger role. He didn't like his role, so thank you, North Carolina fans. But I'm gonna bounce. I'm gonna jump into the portal. I mean, so it's messed up on both sides, and it's just as a fan, I don't even know what to say, And I'm watching, you watch Calipari do his thing. It's like it was shocking, but then it's not shocking at the same time because the only thing that's shocking for Calipari that he left the dream job of all dream jobs. Who gets that job and walks away from it? And, part of it, he was helped to walk away from it.
Yes.
But at the same time, it doesn't seem like he was fighting that much for it. So, because he already had Arkansas in the bag, ready to go. So, like I said, I'm at a point where we're getting to a point, at least, where I, as a fan, it's going to jade me so much. Who even knows where we'll be in a couple years? Whether it's just... the conference is all break up, and next thing, all we're doing is not even watching regular season. We're just waiting for March Madness. Why don't y'all just get to that, Wes? The rest of it is all bank or bunk, So college sports in general, Calipari is just another example of how messed up it is.
But before we get out of here, so you are, because you mentioned it, you jokingly, the play-in tournament and all that stuff coming up in the next few days, but you're ready to be locked in on these NBA playoffs, all right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the 82-game preseason is over, man. We're getting ready to get to the regular season, which lasts a couple months in itself.
Yeah, so which is wild, right?
It's mid-April. We'll be crowning a champion in mid to late June, bro. So it's not like, I'm getting my basketball watching. I'm just condensing it. I'm just going to watch the Cliff Notes version of the season. I didn't read the book. I went to the library and got that clip from Cliff Notes. So I'm going to go and watch it from there.
What I can tell you as you're doing your cramming is that Phoenix Suns underwhelming.
In trouble.
But yeah, so that is Ed Smith. I am Javon Adams. We do this thing 3 times a week. Make sure you tell a friend about what we do here. You can also go to ezsportstalk.com, ezsportstalk.com to get the shows as well. We also do a podcast called Believe in the Arizona Cardinals. We'll be getting one of those in, but definitely by next week we'll be getting one in because the draft is coming up. And then also if you are, go ahead and subscribe on YouTube as well. Go to The Easy Sports Talk Show, and as we always like to say around this time, you can.